This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was MLB Network doing their Juan Soto preview here of what may happen, what may not happen in terms of where this guy is going to sign. Right now, as it stands, the Red Sox are in the mix, along with the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Mets, the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And although you haven't heard much of this lately, I heard the Phillies were still lurking in the background, that they may emerge.
I saw that. They weren't in that five-team offer list, but I've seen sort of the rumblings that they're still in it.
I worry about teams like that, teams that are just on the sideline waiting for all the dust to settle, and then, boom, here comes Dave Dombrowski swooping in.
Especially him.
Yeah. He's sneaky.
F it, let's just do it kind of thing, last minute.
Let's end this.
Yeah.
Let's go in there. Let's blow everybody away. He does have that kind of element.
Absolutely.
To him, you know what I mean? He's done that before. And I do think that these are all teams that I look at and I think are much more likely to sign Juan Soto. They believe it's going to be the Mets. And I'm basing this not so much on the team. I'm not basing it so much on the farm system, the facilities, the city, any of that. I'm basing it strictly on the owners.
Yep.
Really, that's what it's about to me. How much do these owners want Juan Soto? How badly do they want him? It's really like there's not much else you can really attribute it to, because I think, yes, the Red Sox do have an advantage in their farm system. I think the Mets and the Yankees probably have the advantage as far as like city life and living goes, because they're in a real city where bars stay open past 12:30. And, you know, And also the train keeps running after 11:30 too, which is a nice thing there. But either way, I mean, listen. All of that to say this, Steve Cohen, you think he's going to let the Yankees outbid him and the Steinbrenner kids? Now, I think the Steinbrenner kids, they're not like the old man. They'll re-sign guys and they'll bring guys in, but they're not going overboard like George used to. They'll have a bit more, I don't want to say restraint, but I think that's kind of the word. They have more restraint when it comes to this stuff. John Henry, I feel like, is absentee. He says, oh, yeah, we're interested. Throw an offer in there and come back to me and tell me about it. I think he's got way more stuff going on in his portfolio that he just doesn't care that much about the Red Sox anymore. Steve Cohen cares about the Mets. He cares about how it looks. He cares about all of that stuff. And he has money to burn. And that's it. I mean, that's really what it's all about. He has money to burn. He's not afraid to spend it. He's not afraid to go out there and make a godfather big splashy offer. And he wants the Mets to be the team in New York. And that's really what it's all about here. He doesn't want to get outbid by the Yankees, and he definitely doesn't anticipate getting outbid by John Henry and the Red Sox. I think the Mets here probably have the inside track if we're just judging it by the owners and their ownership groups. The Mets are way up here, and I feel like everybody else is kind of clawing at them.
I agree, and part of it is his relative newness, but part of it is also just who he is, because the thing I always think of with Cohen is, I don't know if you remember this story, a fan, after like a rainout of a series, said They should put a roof on Citi Field. Retroactively go back and put a roof on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most owners would just be like, yeah. Steve Cohen called like an architect and asked him how much it would cost to put a roof on the place.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's the way he thinks. Sort of like Ballmer. We talked about him with the
right.
Clippers.
Yeah.
I think some owners say, well, why would we do that? And then he's like, well, why not? I have billions, endless amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. Whether my CPA or tax guy or cap guy or this guy says it's dumb, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And I do think if that's all that's in play, I absolutely would say that the Mets are the top option. Now, I don't know where he looks in that direction, because I also think there's part of him. They had that year 2 years ago where they spent. It didn't
right.
work. And then they kind of started to unload a little bit and take a step backwards. Now, obviously, they took a step forwards this year in terms of success. But yeah, I would have more confidence as a Mets fan in Cohen than as a Red Sox fan in Henry. That's just. It is what it is.
You should. I mean, you absolutely should. And then there's the little man, the little matter of the
LA
Dodgers.
Man? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Little matter, I meant to say, of the Dodgers. And what's the name of that group that owns the Guggenheims or whatever?
Yeah.
It's the Guggenheim baseball thing or whatever, which is like Magic Johnson and Billie Jean King. And, you know, Peter Gruber's the main guy. And he's not showing any hesitancy to go out there and spend either. And you saw that last night when the Dodgers inked Blake Snell. To a $180 million contract. Blake Snell, who was a Cy Young Award winner not too long ago, but has also been considered kind of a risky signing.
Yeah.
The Dodgers now have a pretty good rotation with Ohtani coming back and pitching next year and the other guys they have up and down that rotation. Go out there, spend big money on Snell, and not only do they spend big money on Snell, but he's deferring part of his contract, just like Ohtani did, which I don't know how these Guggenheim guys are convincing everybody to do this, but it is working out for them, isn't it? They're able to get big names, they're able to defer the money, they're able to go out there and keep shopping, and I still think Soto's on the table for them. I don't think that this is going to be prohibitive towards that at all. I think Soto is still very much in the crosshairs of the LA Dodgers, and they should be a team you're scared of, too.
So I told you in the email this morning, we were bouncing around, like the reaction should be, oh, the Dodgers spent $180 million on Snell? They must be out on Soto, especially after the spending spree they went on last year. But with all these deferred contracts, and I don't know if I'll be dead. I don't know when this all comes to fruition, but this is going to be an issue for them at some point, right? Like, I'm no expert. I didn't go to business school. I don't have an MBA, but this feels like this is kicking the can, they called it in the NFL for
definitely.
Years down the road. But
maybe they're just hoping Ohtani has another gambling thing and they don't have to pay him or something.
This feels like a fraud case waiting to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Kinda, yeah,
honestly,
right?
Give it 10, 15 years time. Somebody's not getting their money.
Yeah, it feels wrong. Or somebody's got a hell of a job to try to do down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they care right now?
Not
whether
at
your
all.
Ownership, whether you're anybody. Like, win now. Let's win and let them worry about it down the road.
So Wick Grosbeck method.
Yeah.
And basically what it is.
I mean, I think we've seen it works.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. The Dodgers versus the Yankees, if you spend, you're in the postseason, you're in the World Series. The Celtics, if you spend, you win a title. The Warriors proved it in recent years. Like
yep.
Some of these teams that go all in financially, now you have to make sure you get the actual talent that warrants the spending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
But they've proven you can still buy championships. I know for a while there, people were trying to talk themselves out of it in all sports. Oh, you can't really buy championships because continuity and team and this and caps and that. No. You still kind of can buy championships.
Oh, 100% you still can. And it's good to be able to draft and develop. Like, that's still important.
Sure.
And it's a good thing to be able to do, because these players who you end up signing for big money get drafted and developed by somebody, and sometimes they're good enough early on in their career when they're still going through arbitration and everything that they can contribute to a World Series. I mean, that's very true. We saw it with Mookie. We've seen it with a lot of guys.
And isn't it a sucker's acceptance to say it's either or? Like, I never understood that. Because the Dodgers signed Snell today, they're not going to draft anyone.
Oh, you can't draft, right, of course.
They're not going to have minor league teams.
I mean, if you trade a bunch of draft picks away, but that doesn't really happen in the majors that much.
No, but in baseball, they just spent money.
Yeah.
So they're going to draft players. They're going to have minor league teams. They're going to have a hitting instructor and a pitching instructor and guys in Florida or Arizona, right, that are going to try to develop players. Why is it either or? Why can't I spend money up here? And then maybe you spend a little bit more, whatever, at the minor league level compared to some other team. But it should be both. And it's almost like a GM can't do both either.
Mm.
There's no GM that's capable. Well, I mean, you might put Sweeney up there as a guy that wouldn't be capable of doing both. But couldn't a smart baseball guy be like, yeah, that guy's really good at the major league level, and this high school kid, I think he's going to be good in 3 years. Why does it have to be either or?
It's a good question.
How about do both?
It's a good question. And there's some teams that just are all about those young, the Tampa Bay Rays, and Baltimore was like this for years and years and years. And Baltimore has amassed a good amount of young talent. I mean, they have it all up and down their roster. They have all sorts of good young players. And that's a good thing to have. But ultimately, it comes down to who's willing to go that extra mile for premium talent when it hits the market to beat the Dodgers of the world, or back in the 90s and 2000s, the Yankees of the world, or whoever. I mean, really, like, and there's teams who try it and it doesn't always work. Look at the Padres.
Right.
Padres went crazy with money and it didn't really work out for them, but at least they tried. You know, at least they gave it an effort. They tried to get in the mix with that, and that's what the Red Sox did. All the way back in 2001, when John Henry and this group bought the team, they decided, you know what, we're going to compete with these guys. We're going to make sure that we're in the mix, that it's not just the Yankees getting Raul Mondesi and Giambi and Sheffield and A-Rod and all these guys. Every single year, we're going to get in there. We're going to get Manny Ramirez. We're going to get Curt Schilling. We're going to bring in these guys. We're going to get Dice K and Josh Beckett and whoever. You know, like, this is, we're going to compete with that. And they did a good job of both of those things. They did a good job of finding diamonds in the rough, drafting guys. They had a good farm system with guys coming up and contributing, and they were able to go out and make big splashy signings and trades. And now it's just, it's all in the minors. That's what it's all been about here for the last 5 years. The Chaim Bloom era was all about the minor leagues. And now here we are with Craig Breslow, who I think is much more of a Chaim Bloom than he is a Dave Dombrowski, expecting him to fix it all. And I just think that's a risky proposition.
Yeah, and then I understand when I say, why can't you do both? Not every organization can do both. I was looking from a Boston perspective.
Right.
Or an L.A. or a New York. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of places where you can do both. You can sign big money players. And you said it, like, back in the day, would they trade Carl Pavano and Tony Armas Jr. for Pedro?
Right.
Like, so you had quality prospects you were able to trade away to get an elite pitcher, sign him to a big money contract. Schilling, you traded for, you sign him. Like, you were able to make trades along the way. It wasn't like they just bought everything. So that's an era where, I'm going to buy Manny, but I'm going to trade prospects for Pedro. Mm-hmm. And, oh, look, I actually put something together. Oh, and I also developed a Nomar or, whoever else.
Or John Lester Maloney and Clay Buchholz. And, back when they used to actually have pitchers in their farm system.
That's my point.
Those are all homegrown guys.
You can do it all. You can spend money, you can trade, and you can develop players from within your system. That's not pick one. It's not there's three options. You have to pick a lane. Nope. You can skate all three lanes.
You can do all of them, especially you Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
You got enough money, all right? And we know the Fenway Sports Group is doing well. What?
Yesterday you were more optimistic on the Soto thing, the five teams, the last bid. I feel like you've turned a corner towards more negative again today.
Yeah. I mean,
what happened?
Because they didn't sign it. They didn't get them. That offer didn't do it.
Yeah, but we get like another round of bids.
Sure we do.
We got about a week.
We have another round of bids until Soto agrees on one, and I thought that might be, all right, well, he made his last offer. Let's see if he accepts it, and they clearly isn't, because it's clearly not enough. So
did the Blake Snell signing change things for
you,
Christian?
The Blake Snell signing did, yeah.
Did it really?
It did sour me on that a little bit, because that's another guy the Red Sox were in on. Red Sox were in on Blake Snell, and here come the Dodgers, and bam, he's a Dodger, and that's it. And that's what keeps on at. Teoscar Hernandez last year, Blake Snell this year. Anytime the Red Sox are interested in somebody, the Dodgers end up freaking signing.
Yeah, but Max Fried. And
oh, wow, cool. Max Fried.
There's
great.
Plenty of other guys. There's other fish in the sea, my friend.
Great, and we'll wait and see the Dodgers sign all them, too. 617-779-7937. Drake May has thrown 10 touchdown passes to 10 different receivers this year.
Spreading the ball around.
There is not one player on this team that has caught more than one touchdown pass from Drake May. I think it's time to fix this pass game, and I got a theory on how to do it. We'll get to that right after this.